Cape Talk with Pippa Hudson. Email her on pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Time for today's gifting feature brought to you by Cavendish Square, the perfect excuse to go shopping. Each day this week, we will continue bringing you suggestions on finding the perfect gift for your loved ones. And today we turn our attention to some great picks in the travel and adventure category. Our guest is standing by with suggestions. But before we get to those, a reminder that this is also your chance to win a shopping spree, because Cavendish Square has generously donated 1500 Rand in gift vouchers for me to give away to one of you today. All you have to do is phone me on 021-446-0567 right now and finish the following sentence. Christmas isn't Christmas without... How would you finish that phrase? Tell me on 021-446-0567 and you could be our winner. In the meantime, it's a very warm welcome to Tyson Japson, the deputy editor of Getaway Magazine. Great to have you with us today, Tyson. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pippa. Great to be here.
Okay, we've asked you to select gifts in three different price ranges. Let's start with your selection in the budget gifts. It's not cheap gifts by any means, but those who want to spend less than 500 Rand or so. What would you suggest?
No, sure, exactly. Something economical and for me, it also means something that's quite light and easy to carry with you. For that, I would absolutely recommend the new hybrid solar headlamp. With avid outdoors people and travelers, it's always good to have a light source around with you. And for me, a headlamp is definitely the way to go. You know, great for braaiing, great for being able to use your hands while still having a light. And the real great thing about this actually is that it's in the title, obviously, but it actually charges via the sun. Or in fact, any light source. It doesn't just use the sun. So you don't need to plug it into a wall or to have a USB charger, which it also does use, but you don't need any of those to keep this thing going.
I was looking up, reading up on the product before the show, Tyson, and I'm amazed at how long that charge will last as well. It said you'll get 30 hours of light from one full charge.
Yeah, exactly. That we tested it, and you do get 30 hours of light in one full charge via USB. When you do a solar charge, obviously the energy coming in is a bit different, so you don't get the full 30 hours out of that. But still, on a full charge, you do get 30 hours. And what's also great about it is for the outdoors people, or for the rather reluctant outdoors people, should I say, if once you do charge it, it actually keeps its charge for an entire year. So you can keep that in the cupboard, or you can keep it with your hiking kit, etc.
And
pull it out when you need. Yeah, there's nothing worse than going away and then realizing you haven't charged any of your devices, right?
It happens to us every time we go camping. So I'm putting a big tick next to this one. It's called the Hybrid Light Solar Headlamp, retailing at around about 295 Rand. Where's the best place to buy them, Tyson?
Right. Those you'll get at Outdoor Warehouse, and then one or two other outdoor retailers might have them, but I do know for sure that they are at Outdoor Warehouse.
Okay. Now, if we're going to roll the budget out a little bit more and into the sort of mid-range category, you've picked out a really fancy-looking pair of boots. Tell us a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. These are so great. I'm actually wearing them at the moment. They are my day-to-day shoes. They're a pair of hiking boots from Hitech. They're called the Hitech Wildlife Luxe. And what makes them really great is they actually don't look like your conventional hiking boots. You know, they don't have that really big ankle cuff and the really big tongue. So what this means is you actually get a really functional, awesome hiking boot with recovery foam sock liner and an ultra soft midsole. But it looks kind of like a tacky in a way.
Okay.
So you can wear it nicely underneath a pair of jeans, or you can wear it while you're strolling in a city or something like that. And obviously it's equally adept up the trail.
Okay, and I believe all the things you want for a hiking boot, that it's breathable, it's waterproof, it's got a good grip beneath your feet as well.
Exactly. And like I said, the thing that I love about this is if you look at a conventional hiking boot, they've got those large puffy tongues, which are obviously there for protection. But what that means is they often get in the way when you're wearing long pants. And with this one, it's got a very nice slimline, discreet tongue, and it's really nice to wear with longs. They do come with these really bright orange laces, as well as a pair of brown laces. Some folk love the orange laces. There's a big discrepancy in the office over here over those laces. I'm a bit old school, you know, so I quite like the ones with the brown laces, but the orange laces are quite a hit with some of our team.
Okay, you can decide for yourself on that one. So the Hitech Wildlife Luxe boots, retailing at 1,599 Rand, and I'm assuming you'll find them in the likes of the Cape Union Mart and other outdoor stores as well.
Exactly, and I do think Hi-Tech do sell them online on their website too. So
okay,
if you don't want to go into the shops, you can order them online.
Okay, and that is www.hi-techtec.co.za. Okay, if we're going to totally blow the budget and roll the boat out where money is no object, what would you like to find under your Christmas tree?
Right, so my absolute favorite, and I tend to do a lot of the rugged travel for getaway, and up in the mountains quite a lot where there's no signal and as few people as possible.
Sounds heavenly.
It is divine. So for that, I would absolutely recommend the Garmin InReach Explorer Plus. That's the newest Garmin on the market, and I've actually been using it in the studio for about a month while I was putting a guide together there.
Yep.
And the great thing about this is it's not just a GPS, but it actually also works as a sat phone. So it connects to a satellite network called Iridium, which is very, very a big coverage. And what it means is you can actually, you track your location and you send your location data straight up to the satellite, which loads it onto a web page. So people can actually see where you are, see where you're going to, and you can send SMSs from wherever you like. You can also post on social media from anywhere in the world if you like.
If you like, or if you prefer to avoid people entirely, why would you bother, Tyson?
Exactly.
Obviously, though, they're nice, very nice safety elements to that, because it means if somebody's wanting to keep tabs on where you are in a remote area, and if something goes wrong, I would imagine that device makes it quite easy to locate you.
Yeah, so the device uses what is GEOS, which is a centralized emergency monitoring network. So essentially, wherever you are and you do hit the emergency button, an emergency service will be there within, obviously it depends on where you are, but
yeah.
Half an hour to an hour, which is great. It gives people a lot of peace of mind, and we get a lot of readers, hikers, trail runners, mountain bikers, that sort of thing. It's quite small, so it fits very easily into a backpack. What it also actually does, which is quite cool, is that it links to your smartphone, so you don't even need to have the device. You can have a device in a backpack and then use it through your smartphone if you like.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Some great suggestions there, Tyson. I hope you're going to take all of those completely off-road to a remote corner of the country this festive season.
Absolutely.
Enjoy it. Tyson Jeffson, some lovely suggestions. Thank you so much. Deputy Editor at Getaway Magazine. Please look on the Garmin website, www.garmin.co.za, for details on buying the InReach Explorer Plus. It's retailing at just under 8,500 rand. So that's the real crown jewel of gifts. But don't forget about the Hi-Tech Wildlife Luxe Boots and the Hybrid Light Solar Headlamp. Those are Tyson's three picks for our gifting feature today. Right now, I'm looking for someone to finish the sentence. Christmas isn't Christmas without what, Linda in Milnerton? Good afternoon.
Without me having to chase my husband out of the kitchen for trying to steal a roast potato or a prepared roast already.
You and many other women and men for that matter, Linda.
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations. You've just won a 1,500 Rand voucher courtesy of Cavendish Square, the perfect excuse to go shopping. And we wish you very happy shopping at Cavendish before Christmas.
Thank you, Pippa. I've just had to say goodbye to my son at the airport, so I'm feeling a bit low, but you're helping to boost my morale again. Thank you.
I'm so glad to hear it, Linda. Best wishes to you. Please hold the line so that my producer can take your details, and I hope it's not too long before you're back with your son again. So Linda winning a 1,500 Rand voucher courtesy of Cavendish Square, the perfect excuse to go shopping.